Blog Talk Radio.
right, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Brothers Career Radio Show tonight. Check this out. Normally, I let my songs, might play about 1 minute of a song. But tonight, we decided to let that play out. The Spirit told me somebody needed to hear that song. I don't know why, but the Spirit told me somebody needed to hear that song. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm Leon Gay with the Brothers Career Radio Show. I am... Do y'all remember when Belk used to have a going away sale in Waysbury? Anyway, they probably had it all over the world. Probably one of those things they just did there where they had a Belk's. Anyway, tonight we're having a Bosses Away sale. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, so tonight we're having a Bosses Away radio show. My brother Robert is not here tonight, and he's the boss. He's the one that makes all this possible, makes it possible for us to come on here every Wednesday and do what we do, share our information with the community, and hopefully the information we share or the discussions that we have can benefit somebody in some way or some movement in the community in some way. I want to start out by thanking him for that opportunity. Thank you, Robert. Be careful out there, man. I know you're busy. Check the schedule. Anyway, I want to also begin by talking about early voting that starts in Anson County tomorrow or all over North Carolina, I presume, and how important we think it is that you actually go out and vote. I'm going to share this information. I don't like negativity. It's not negative. I only share negative information when I know we can do better. And if there's nothing I can do about it, I won't talk about it. But when you have 4,500 people in your community, African Americans, in your community that are not voting, you had 4,500 African Americans in your community that voted, and you have twice as many that didn't, that's something we need to address, not something you should kind of sweep under the carpet and not recognize, because if you don't use your power, you may as well not have it. That makes sense. If you don't vote, what power do you have to require or suggest even that somebody address the issues that are important to your community? If you don't use that power to vote, why would they even bother to look your way? Why would a politician say, well, we need to do this for that community over there? Why would we need to do anything for that community over there if they don't vote? I know why. I have an answer for that, because of the kindness of their hearts. So imagine what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with people who are doing things for you out of the kindness of their hearts. And how much kindness do you see in hearts these days? Think about that a minute. Consider that. You're talking about people like Donald Trump, who's going to do something out of the kindness of his heart, because he has no other reason to do it, because you're not giving him any money, and that's all he really cares about, his money, stuff like that. And he doesn't depend on you for his vote. When he does depend you for, when he does offer or mention you for his vote, it's tokenism. Anyway, guys, let's get serious about it. Tell you what we have going on, so you will know we are trying to do something. We did have, we like to give a big shout out to Black Voters Matter. These guys are going up and down the Southeast Coast, doing their thing, man, getting people involved, getting the vote out. I mean, generating energy and excitement and attention toward that power that the vote has. That is so important that someone is doing that. And it's so important. I can't stress and appreciate them enough for doing what they're doing. Because if you don't use that power to vote, you are depending on someone else to vote people in for your interest. And I've heard it said stuff. I've heard things like this said. You're just sitting here deciding which slave master. is going to be in control of you. I'd love to have, I prefer that option. And if you, and if you, and if you talk to some of your ancestors that were in slavery, I can assure you they will say, yeah, that's a pretty good little option to have if you're in that situation. Anyway, guys, we got some other people on the line I want to introduce you to. Like I said, my name is Leon. And I think I see Curtis over there. And I see, and I think I see Ms. Brenda Colson Richardson over there, if I think. I'm guessing. So anyway, guys, let me. I'm on a different computer tonight, and it keeps things keep popping up. I don't know why stuff, man. How you doing tonight, Mr. Curtis E. Gatewood? How you doing tonight, brother?
How you doing, Leon? Can you hear me well tonight?
Hear you well, man. I'm poor. This is like a blessing, man. Able to hear you well, cause you normally have some pretty good stuff to say, man. How you doing? How's the family?
Man, I'm glad to hear you, man. I tell you, man. First of all, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. I appreciate the work you do. I appreciate what you stand for. I appreciate HOLLA, the Community Development Center down there in Morven. And for those of you who have not checked out the HOLLA website, just Google in HOLLA, and it'll make you want to holler, LOLLA exclamation point. So we just appreciate you. We appreciate you, brother. And thank you.
Thank you, man. And I know people listen and say, those guys just rub, just patting each other on the back and all that stuff and twiddling, rubbing toes together. Man, you're a powerful guy, man. I appreciate you. I know you're my younger brother. Not much younger. I must admit that to the crowd out here. He's not much younger, but he's younger. And he's one of these guys.
Yeah, you can't tell by looking at us. Yeah, you can't go by that. Leon has really been able to get a little bit more sleep than I have. But I do want to say to the people who are listening that I'm glad that people are starting to tune in. This is really a time to hear people. I would like to believe that at least one of us are in our right minds. So this is the time to hear people who are in their right minds, because we have a lot of insanity that's being normalized. And this is not a time to normalize insanity, because there's too much on the line. At some point, Leon, I would like to talk about Trump, you know, and what we are dealing with here, because I don't think people are quite aware of what we are dealing with when it comes to Trump.
Well, let me just be the first to let you know, I don't know either, but I do know he's not. He's not a person that should be president of anybody's.
Not even
United
a dog house. Yeah, because see, people got to understand terms like herd immunity and things that they're using. And I think it's an unofficial adopted policy by Trump, this herd immunity thing, which basically just means just letting a disease run its course and not do anything about it. But he's doing even worse than that, because people say, the experts are even saying that's mass murder. But he's doing worse than that. He is doing all he can to maximize rather than minimize this disease. As you can see, he recently said he tested positive. Then he went right out right away, calling black people up to the White House to stand out there in front of him. Now he's out on the campaign trail, making sure people do not have to wear masks, people do not have to social distance. He's packing them in. He's going into the areas where there is an increase in COVID-19 infections. In fact, 36 states now are increasing or trending positive rather than negative as we get ready to go into flu season, as we get ready to go into winter when the disease is most deadly. But he's doing as much as he can to spread the disease, because when these people come out to these rallies packed in by the tens of thousands around Trump, they go back into the places where we have to go to live, or they go back into the places where they're selling food. They go back into the places where, like Walmart and all these different places where we have to go, and they're spreading this stuff. They're spreading it. It's deliberate. And this man is in line to kill more Americans than any foreign government could have imagined. Yeah, he has the keys to the White House. He has the nuclear codes. He's living in a place where Americans are millions in perks and dollars for him to live, limousines, White House, and he's doing all this stuff. We're basically paying for our suicide. We are paying for genocide. So this thing is far beyond whether you're Republican or Democrat and all this foolishness. Doesn't matter what kind of crat you are. This is about living. This is about making sure we're not paying someone to kill us. And you got all this money we're paying. We almost have a $1 trillion budget for defense, more than the 8 next countries combined. What good is it to have all of our money that could be going to food, that could be going to black reparations, that could be going to all these different things? What good is it to have all of our money, that big portion of the budget, going to defense when you got a fool in the White House that's killing you?
Check this out, Curtis. What you're saying is scary. And when I say scary, I mean, because I know, as I told you earlier, I don't know Donald Trump. I don't know what kind of guy he is, because I don't really know the dude. I just know just on the surface. You know, normally what you see on the surface is the good part of a person. So if you know if this is the good side, what we're seeing, I don't know what we're up against. But what I want to say is, folks, I'm with 2 nonpartisan groups. I'm working very hard with 3 nonpartisan groups, maybe 4. I don't know. Working with Democracy in North Carolina to help people understand the power of their vote. We're working with the Black Voters Matter group, and they're doing the very same, concentrating on the Black African American community. And why it's important that we continue to do things like Black Voters Matter, Black Lives Matter. I know sometimes people say, don't all voters matter. Yes, all voters matter. But it seems like they keep picking on Black people for stuff, like suppressing Black votes, trying to convince Black people that they don't need to vote. And there's a narrative in the community. There are people that seemingly have pretty good sense, but they say stuff like, we don't need to vote. That confuses me a little bit. But I know that's hard on me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys, if you're listening tonight, that's hard on me when I hear you say that, because I realize how important it is that we do vote. I realize the power of the vote, because if you don't think it's powerful, why do you think they spend billions of dollars trying to get people to vote? It's because your power is what allows them to use their power, whether it's good or bad. Your power is what gives them the ticket to use their power. So it's important that we get it through our thick heads that voting is important. It is important that we vote. It is important that we use this power. It is powerful. Your vote is powerful. And if it were not powerful, they would not try to keep taking it. Anyway, what's going on in there? In the next few days. Over the next few days, we will be attending the polls, doing poll watching, of course, not the kind of poll watching, let's call it poll monitoring, not the kind of stuff Trump is talking about, sending militias out, going out to watch the polls, because he feels like that's going to help him scare people away from the polls. And Trump is working on percentages. He can get a certain percent by threatening to have the militias out there, a certain percent by making sure everybody has COVID, a certain percent to stay away for this, that, and the reason. He just may overcome this big percentage lead that Joe Biden has on him. I'm not here campaigning for Joe Biden tonight. I'm just letting you know some of the tricks that are going on. But here's what I need you to do. Use your power. Over the next few days, like I said, we have some things going on in this county, especially on Saturday. We're doing the Caravan of Power. Black Voters Matter will be back in town with us. Thank God, like I said, Curtis, can we thank them enough? No, we cannot. Thank Black Voters Matter will be back in town. They've sent all kind of information to the community that we'll be sharing with you on Saturday, beginning at 12 o'clock on Walmart parking lot. All kinds of information, all kinds of information on the candidates. They've sent in hundreds of bottles of hand sanitizer to make sure we're safe. Hundreds of masks, already sent into the community to make sure we use it, make sure we don't get into the crazy notion that COVID-19, anybody can get it. I mean, it doesn't hurt anybody. Like, it does not killing anybody now, like Giuliani, whatever his name said. But make sure we don't get into those crazy notions like that. Listen to those crazy people out there. Some crazy people out there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brother Radio Show. I'm Leon Gatewood, your host. I got Curtis Gatewood on the line. I respect the Joseph. When I respect the Robert, the boss, we're having a boss is away radio show tonight. So you may do a few things that we wouldn't normally do, but I'm sure Robert would approve. We have some callers on the line. Yes. Caller, do you have a question for the Brothers for Real Radio Show tonight?
Leon, I have something that people are preparing to come in.
Yes, sir.
What people need to understand is, you know, this notion that we have to choose between the lesser of two evils or the lesser of two slave masters and all this other stuff, that is understandable thinking. But tonight and to now, and now, we're in a different level of I would say, a state of emergency here. It's one thing to have someone who is, we would say pandering to the rich or have a different political perspective that would lead us to a worse position than maybe that we're already in. But we're dealing with a matter of life and death here. Donald Trump, first of all, he owes about $400 million somewhere that we don't even know where. It wouldn't even take the stretch of the imagination for Donald Trump to be actually working for another country to murder and to kill as many Americans as he can, because that could be a part of the deal, because nobody knows where this money or where he got this money that's owed, and it's going to be due over the course of the next few years. There's so many things that we've learned about Donald Trump. Until Trump is probably the most dangerous threat to American life, probably than anybody in American history, because this guy has proven he has no honest bone in his body. He's dishonest. He's a pathological liar. He's an opportunist, and he's an egotistical fanatic. And this is a dangerous time that we're in. This is like having a dangerous cult leader in giving all the resources, all your top secrets to a person that has this level of power, that has absolutely no integrity, feels that he has no law that he has to bow or bend to, is a dangerous situation. I understand this argument about the lesser of two evils. I mean, in fact, I might have probably said it a lot myself. We're in a different situation right now. We are in crisis mode. I would consider this man more dangerous than any of the 2.3 million people we have in prison today. You have him in the White House. This is not a matter of whether you're Republican or left wing, right wing. This is about right or wrong. And you have given access to a man that has no soul, none, no moral compass. And he is also supported. He has a supporting cast of domestic terrorists. These people are violent. They will kill you and be given any opportunity and more resources to do so. So we're at a different level now. This is not the normal conversation that we would have about the lesser of two evils and all this. Four more years of Donald Trump, and I can assure you, America, we may already be at the point of too little, too late, to be honest with you. But at a minimum, you should not have someone in the White House to this extreme, because even when you think about the lesser of two evils, we have to remember this. When you were talking about a racist and those types of things, you have to remember that when we look at Lyndon B. Johnson was actually a racist from the South. But with this racist, people like Dr. King and others were able to put enough pressure on him to make him do the right thing, because he saw something in it for him. The same when it comes to the Supreme Court. Even though we had a racist-packed Supreme Court, with some type of activism out in the community, we were able to get the racist Supreme Court to strike down Jim Crow. What you're dealing with Donald Trump is a different animal. we have to understand this. This is not the normal conversation about the lesser of two evils. My vote would not count. We have a madman, a racist, a cult leader, a murderer in the White House. And if we do not do something, I mean everyone in your say in your right mind, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. You need to be out here voting to get this man out of office, because guess what? He has a lot of support in the racist, most dangerous parts of the community. And if we do not do something about this, it is a matter of life or death. This is not about political parties. This is not about partisanship. This is about making sure we can survive the next 4 years.
And I'm here's my thing, Kurt. Here's my thing. I know people that support Donald Trump, president. I guess there are a lot of one issue people out there. And that is
right.
Being very selfish, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You have one issue that you support an evil man like this guy. For instance, let's say the stock market, which is getting ready to crash. Anybody can tell you that.
Right.
Donald Trump has it.
Right.
Anyway, let's say it's I can't think of anything else.
I can tell you something. We got these so-called church folk who pretend to be Christians who act like they're supporting Trump, and they're against abortion. That's their issue. So for all you people out there who act like you got your one issue of abortion, don't you know that Trump is murdering people who've already come through the birth canal? You're talking about making sure no one kills a person who has not been born into the birth canal. That's a choice. Again, there are different factors involved in that. The woman's body, you don't know what happened. You don't know if she was raped. You don't know what happened that would cause the person to want to have an abortion. That's between the woman. But if you're about preserving life and making sure a life is not aborted, then how can you support a murderer? So far you have, we know of, at least about 220,000 people who died who did not have to die. That's an abortion. Abort means to kill. You have people who are being, this man just invited poor black people up to the White House on October 10, 2020, knowing how vulnerable black people are to this pandemic, knowing that these black folk can go out here and take it home to their grandmama, their mama, their sister, their children, their brothers. He did it right off the bed of COVID-19 being tested positive. He did it against all of the scientists' advice, against all of the health advisors. He did it. He knew what he was doing. And that is abortion. That's murder. So if you care about people's life, then you should care about a president who will have this mess out here, a pandemic that he did not do anything about, then take your insurance away. That's murder. So don't talk to me about abortion if you don't care about a person who's killing actual human beings who are alive.
I have a question for anybody that would ask me. I just wish somebody would call me and try to help me understand some of this stuff. But I don't expect it to happen. Like, for instance, Lindsey Graham said today during the hearing on this new judge they just appointed. He said that Obamacare was a total failure. It's been a total failure. That's something that has given 20 million Americans that didn't have insurance coverage has been a total failure. I'd like to hear somebody's explanation on why would you? I'm trying to be nice.
A racist Republican talking point. It's a racist talking point. It's because
why is that appealing to even a racist? Why would a racist even be appealed to that? What's the point?
I mean, a racist don't care. You know, racists just kill people. They'll just kill a person.
I know, but they need insurance too. I can't get it. They need insurance too.
Exactly. You know what? And that's the sad thing about it. People who are racist, they trump racism over things that would even benefit their own best interest. That's the problem. That's why they play that card, because these guys like Graham, these guys like Trump, they're going to get out here and they're going to get this. Trump passed, it was the 2017 Tax Cut, Tax Breaks, and Jobs Act of 2017. people don't even seem to understand. When they passed that tax break in 2017, that gave, for the first time, the richest 1%, the wealthiest people in America, it gave them the opportunity to pay less taxes than anybody for the first time in America. That particular bill. Then you had the CARES Act, $135 billion going to the richest Americans. 400 richest Americans. The richest Americans received over $135 billion just from the CARES Act, not even talking about the Act of 2017. My point is, these people are the ones that Trump is working for. He's not working for poor white people. He's not working for them, but they use the race card to get the poor white people to support them. Poor white people would be better benefited by the movement for justice for black people, for justice for the immigrants, for justice for other people who are struggling, who are part of the ones who are being left behind by oppression. Poor whites would benefit more, but poor whites have been given this notion that just because it's a white man saying it, and because a white man is saying some racist things against black people, then they think that they're supposed to support the racist, when in fact racists are really disproportionately poor and are being robbed by Trump, Lindsey Graham, and all these other men who are packing their pockets, making these deals, and leaving poor white people without insurance, leaving poor white people to fend for themselves. The same thing happened during slavery. Only about 1 or 10% of whites owned slaves, but they had poor whites who were out here thinking that, making them think that their whiteness made them better than the black slaves. So they were supporting the slave masters when they were not getting anything out of it either. The slave masters did not care about poor whites. In fact, poor whites were slaves, and they only used black people because black people had the ability to do more survival and endurance during hot weather and all these other conditions. So poor whites, rich whites, do not care about poor whites. They are greedy. They are packing. They're lining their pockets with these tax breaks. They're taking away our insurance. It will have an impact on poor whites the same as it will black, or the disproportionate number of blacks who are poor due to systematic racism and oppression. So white people need to understand Trump is making a fool of poor white people.
As most rich races do. Brenda Colson's on the line. Brenda, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in.
How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing. Hi, everybody.
Great to hear you.
Thanks for your support. Appreciate you being here tonight. We're discussing the issue of we're discussing the Trump issue, of course. That's always on our minds because we know what much evil he's spreading and how potentially evil he is. He's not living up to his full potential yet. So that's very unfortunate. Now, Brenda, what's on your mind tonight? I know you didn't want to talk about that. What's on your mind tonight? How you doing?
Well, I just want to let everybody know tomorrow starts voting, like you said. And tomorrow I will be in line. I had a schedule, but I took things off my schedule because I don't know how long the wait's going to be. But mm-hmm. I plan to stand in line until I vote tomorrow, because I know here in Charlotte they're going to be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but I'll be out of town. So tomorrow, the 15th, I will be in line. No matter how long it takes, I will be in line to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest that everybody go out and vote. It's something to be registered to the vote, because a lot of people may be registered to vote, but you don't go out there and do that. But you need to go, because once this over and said and done and you didn't vote, you have no excuse to talk or say anything or complain if you don't go out and do this. And you have to go out and do it.
Thank you, and I totally agree. What I was talking about, or mentioning earlier, is the power that you have to vote. We had, I know, what our ancestors went through to earn the power to vote, their right to vote. And for us to totally lose it somewhere, as we mentioned earlier, we had about 4,500 African Americans to vote in the last general election here, and over 9,000 did not. They were eligible to vote, and that's sad. And what I like to tell people when they say, you know, ooh, that's terrible, I just tell people, just go look at your records in your hometown. I bet you this is bad or worse. And that's sad. That's a shame. So it's a total shame what we're doing, in total abuse of power. The power that we have. And I reiterate, what good? Why would people have to come to our community? Why do they have to give us anything? When I say give us, what kind of program should they offer in our community, or should they be forced to offer, or would they be forced to offer? Unless they did it out of the kindness of their heart. If we don't contribute to the campaigns monetarily, you know how much money it takes to run these campaigns. You don't, and they took over there and said, well, they're not really voting either. So why should they even come over there? What's the point?
What
is the point? So we got to do better.
I appreciate Brenda's willingness to step out and make it clear that she's going to be out there registering. I mean, well, it's going to be out there voting. As she said, some people register but don't even vote. And so I think that is one of the main things we can do right now, is make sure everyone in his or her right mind goes out and vote. And if you're in your right mind, as far as I'm concerned, it has nothing to do with partisanship. People need to vote against people who have no regard for life. And it should be obvious by now that the president of these United States of America, he has proven over and over again, even when he was running, when he said, I could go out in the middle of the street and I could shoot someone and I still have your support. What if he's shooting your mama? What if he's shooting your son or your daughter? For him to say that.
See, we knew he was a fool. We knew he was a
fool.
You. People in their right minds knew he was a fool then.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, so, people in their right minds knew Trump was evil when he did that tape talking about grabbing women by the part.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
that is the.
I don't understand what else it's going to take. I don't understand what it's going to take for people to wake up to that they're being led into the ditch. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I was watching a movie while ago called Ruthless. One of Tyler Perry's movies called Ruthless. It kind of reminds you of the same thing, how people will succumb to foolishness, to somebody that they know is not good for them. How do you do that?
It's called a cult. See, he's creating a cult in America. And see, the thing about it, if people want to belong to a cult, that's your business. But we cannot have a cult leader that a good portion of our tax dollars. See, people who act like they have no reason to vote, the problem with that philosophy is you're paying tax dollars in America. And those tax dollars are going to pay the cost of living and beyond extravagant cost of living for some of these politicians. And if you feel like you have no voice or you're not going to have any impact on where this money is going, then that's not a good thing. And especially as we are having more and more people of color, immigrants of color, black folk being born. So we really do not have to tolerate this stuff. And this argument about us not having a voice, it's getting old. We're no longer the, you know, just 11% of the population, and it's an all-white population here, and you just got about a few black folk who've been brought over here in ships. we are becoming more and more people of color are becoming a larger segment of the electorate and the population. So we can't hold to these same thoughts about we have no voice or it doesn't matter. We're going to have to start coming together and understand why people like Trump are trying to make sure immigrants are not coming over here, while he's making sure Haitians are being making sure that Haitians are not immigrating over here. And we have to have people who are conscious enough in these positions who will help to fight to make sure people of color are not being violated or immigrants of color are not being driven out of here while other people can come over here. And now nobody will want to come over here anyway. People, I guarantee you're not going to hear Trump run about building a wall. These people are trying to get a bridge to get the hell out of here. So
yeah,
people
good.
Are dying.
That's a great point. Hey, Curtis, got the baby brother on the line, man. Hey, Daniel, how you doing, man?
Hey, oh, hey.
How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, brothers, how y'all doing?
We're doing
man,
great, man. How's it going?
That's an awesome discussion y'all having tonight.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing
and
tonight?
I'm gonna add something to it.
All right,
okay.
Man.
White people have a decision to make, and it's killing them. They got to decide between having white privilege or living.
Right.
Donald Trump has convinced them that he can keep white privilege going.
Right.
And, you know, these uneducated white males, they got to have that white privilege. And Donald
right.
Trump is showing them the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that's holding him up right now.
Right. And see, the thing about it is, that is a good point, because, see, you are seeing white privilege at its most deadly form. Because, see, people used to just look at white privilege as maybe a white person might have a little less education, but he got the job over a person who had a little bit more education, who were black, you know, those types of things. But see, now we're seeing white privilege taken to a point where even if a person is killing us, if he's white, it's all right. Even
yeah.
if that person is becoming, if he's coming behind a black person who did a better job at putting protections in place that would prevent us from dying or that would prevent us from being destroyed militarily. You put a white racist who would come behind him and take those protections away and make us more vulnerable to death. Is white privilege
yeah.
worth that? And that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Is it worth destroying the country? Is it worth putting your country at the bottom of the respect totem pole? Is it worth all that? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all, guys. But you know,
there's a cartoon that showed Donald Trump tearing up that Iranian agreement, the nuclear agreement that Obama made. And the man is standing behind him, saying, "Why did you tear that up?" Like he was upset. He said, "Because it had Obama's signature on it." And that's
and
what we're dealing with.
Pretty
yeah.
much. Dealing with. Here's what I try to get my friends. That's a loose word. That support Donald Trump. I just said, take 1 second, just 1 second of your time, and put President Obama's face on just one foolish thing Trump. Let's say let's use the one where he says grab women by their private parts. Let's just say President Obama did that. Let's just say
mm-hmm.
that he did that.
Right.
Let's just say he was president now, and we had over 220,000 people dead from a virus that people, that scientists will say we could have controlled had the government listened to their advice. Just put one, that one little face, that smiley, intelligent Obama face on that.
Right.
And
right.
get and I mean, see like your reaction.
Yeah, any list of the list of 1,000 wrongdoings, even if you don't do anything but just say, could Obama knowingly come to you and lie, and you would think it's okay?
Right, you know he's lying.
He does this every day, Leon, through every sentence. People know he's lying. And
no,
now it's
lying.
Accepted. It's accepted now. They know.
You know what
he's
I thank
lying.
God for, Curtis? I thought I'd never say
right.
this. I thank God for the media, the news media, that tries every day
right.
to fact check this guy.
They try hard, man.
They try to make sure we at least know what the truth is. Imagine if
right.
Donald Trump, just imagine if the only news we had was Fox News.
Right.
Man, imagine
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah,
well, like you
that
said,
would be, that would be awful.
I'd give it to some of these networks like CNN. So if I'm going to tell you right now, CNN is really, really, I don't know what Trump did to CNN to make them want to tell the truth on Trump. While Trump is out lying, these people are telling the truth on Trump. I mean, they
all
are telling. I mean, they are telling the truth on him. And that's a word thing.
He's up to 25,000 lies. They had a lie counter. He's up to 25,000 lies.
Leon and Daniel, let me tell y'all this. Let's get back to the church a minute, because we have churches. See, I'm going to hold so-called Christian folk accountable because, see, I've been calling to the ministry, too, and sometimes these people who are acting like Christians can make it hard for all of us who are trying to do Christian work. And the first thing Jesus says about truth, I mean, Jesus' emphasis on truth is so important. And it, and he even says, he said, the way you worship God is to worship him in spirit and in truth. He went on to talk about how ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I mean, Jesus just emphasized truth-telling to the point where he talked about how Satan is the father of lies. He abode not in truth. He came but to kill and to steal and to destroy. And if you'll notice anything about our history, whether you're talking about Hitler, whether you're talking about slavery, all of the worst oppression, the most deadly things came as a result of lie telling. And if you do not care about a leader telling lies, you are opening yourself up to some of the worst oppression, the deadliest massive killings that you could possibly have. It starts with lie telling.
Wow. Well, I know I used to get my butt whooped bad telling mama a story one time. We called a story back then. But these lies Trump be telling.
You can't you get a whooping for saying a lie.
Yeah, we used to get a whooping for saying that.
We couldn't say lie in the house.
Now that's deep, man. That's true. About that Mama slapped the taste out of your mouth for saying that word. Like, Mama really hard on me. She did what? Fire.
You better told a story.
Yeah, he told a story. But he lies, don't you? Easy lies. Yeah. But it's we have a lot to. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot to consider because Donald Trump is not a nice guy. He's evil. And like I said, he's probably showing his good side now. And you imagine, so imagine that.
Yeah, he's been, he's on his best behavior right now.
Oh yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. Since he had this little sickness, whatever he supposedly have had, and he has this belief now that he has immunity to this disease, that he's now immune. He's more dangerous than ever because he really believes that he can do anything, cause as much spreading of this disease, and he thinks he's okay. So he's not going to, if it's not going to impact Donald Trump personally, he doesn't give a darn. He does not care unless it impacts him personally. The only reason he cares about this election, it impacts him personally. And so he's willing to do whatever. Like I said, you don't know who he owes for this $400 million. We don't know who he owes.
Mm-hmm.
And he might see this as, if I have to destroy the entire country before I lose this election, I will. This is the type of attitude that we're dealing with here. And people don't seem to understand. And this is why I say, any church people who are supporting Donald Trump, hear me clearly. Either you cannot read, either you are out of your right mind, or you are hypocritically refusing to follow the word of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ told you how important truth is. He told you how important the poor is to him. He told you how important the oppressed is. He said he came to set at liberty those who are oppressed. He said, as much as you've done unto the least, you've done it to me. You know these things. And you know Donald Trump and these people that he's serving, that he's giving all these tax breaks and all these billions to. They are, that is a total slap in the face of Jesus Christ, who told the rich man to take your riches and distribute them amongst the poor. If you are not willing to read, then don't say you are following Christ. Don't say you are Christian. You have allowed Christianity to be hijacked by heathens and murderers and greedy men. And if you are that willing to allow Jesus' word to be taken and hijacked and used against the very people he died on the cross for, don't you say you're a Christian. You're something else. You're not a Christian.
Yeah, whoa, boy, you putting it on hard, man. I'm about to get religious.
Yeah. No Christian can support Trump. It's that clear. You are going against everything Jesus preached about. If you're supporting Trump, Trump is the exact opposite of Jesus. He's the exact opposite of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of evangelical white churches, they have a racist agenda. It's that simple.
Yeah. It's directly against. And the reason why I'm not here to say that person have to be a Christian in this country, you don't have to have my faith. All I'm trying to say to you, but if you are saying you are Christian, if you are saying you are evangelicals, if you are saying that you have a nation that abides by Christian principles, if you are saying these things, and if you are saying you are a follower of Christ, you cannot do that and be a supporter of people who are destroying the poor, destroying truth, racist, oppressors. These are the very people who hung Jesus on the cross. So come on, everybody. Wake up. Just wake up. That's all I say.
Man, I like to say amen to what you're saying. I'm very disappointed in a lot of people. And I don't know what it's going to take for them to understand, or I just really be wanting to know what they like about Trump. I can't stand him. And the reason I can't stand him is because he's just a lousy guy. He's a lousy guy, man.
Yeah, man.
There's not doing anything good about him. He's a lousy guy.
He is making us sick.
People are behind. They don't realize what they are doing to the courts. Once they get those courts set the way they want them set up, get law enforcement the way they want it, this world going to be in trouble.
Come on, man. Exactly right. This man is talking about law and order, and he has not done one thing that is lawful. He's not done one thing that's orderly. He knows that law and order is a racist code word that sends a message to racist law enforcement agencies to help to expedite the war on black people. This is no they are not about any law and order. Anybody who was about law and order would want Trump in jail.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You're talking so good tonight, man. The only thing I can say to that is that's a fact. You're exactly right. I appreciate the people who don't. Let's go there now. We realize that the world is changing right before our very eyes, and people are waking up right before our very eyes to Trump's evilness. And the world, we're talking like the whole world is with Trump, but we know better. We're just disappointed
right.
in those who are. There are so many millions of people that, matter of fact, you know, Trump lost the general election last time, and he's
right.
certainly going to lose it again. And we're excited
right.
about that. We're just cautiously optimistic
yeah.
of what's going on, because Trump is evil, and he's doing it. He will do anything to make himself look good. He'll do anything
yep.
to keep from losing.
Mm-hmm.
He has a mentality that I don't lose. So he does anything
right.
to keep from losing. But we have to stand strong as people in our right minds, people on the right path, people that believe in what is right for everybody, people who believe in what is good. And those people really have to stand up now. So you can't cower now. People who believe in good must stand strong and not cower. So
that's right.
We got to stand up.
We
got to do this thing right. On Saturday, we will be assembling at the old Walmart parking lot. And we have scores, Curtis, scores of people who are coming on to join us. Make sure that we get the vote out. Make sure that people understand the power in their vote. Scores of people. I spoke to 2-3 very powerful ministers in the community today. Brother Rodney Moore, Brother my brother Everett over at First Baptist, you know, like I say, other ministers coming online to support this effort to make sure people understand the power of their vote. And so we're excited. We're excited. We see the end of the era coming, and we just have to keep our hand in God's hand and believe and know that we're doing
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. This is the time for faith. This is the time for to believe that we can do well. But the only thing about it is God is not going to bless us if we don't do something for ourselves. We have
that's
to do
right.
all we can do. And then
that's
once
right.
we do all that we can do, that's when we can wait on the Lord. But we can't wait on the Lord when we haven't done what we ought to do. And I just want to just say this, Leon. One of the main reasons we have to really just do as much getting out the vote as possible, because you got to get out enough votes to make up for the votes that they're going to cheat you out of. They're going to
cheat.
Right.
They're
going to
cheat.
Be throwing votes in the trash. They're going to be putting up fake deposit boxes for mailing. They're going to be doing all these crooked games. So we have to have so many people out that will make up enough votes for the ones we're going to lose when they cheat.
It's sad, Lord have mercy. It's sad. It's a sad day. Man, I hate this conversation. You got to come through here, but our time is running out, man. You guys be sure and come back. Ladies and gentlemen, please come to Waysboro. Join us. We got the caravan lining up right now, man. We got people lining up right now. That's how excited people are about it. People calling me every day saying, what can we do? How can we help? So it's getting on, man. But next week, we'll be back next week, guys. Same gate, brother Sam. Same break gate, brother Sam.
If you don't have love for your own race, then you only
need
space
to
discriminate.
All right.
You have a good night. You generate hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged.
I ain't no work to operate. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiving people dying, children hurting, hidden grain. When you practice what you preach, what you turn the other cheek.
My shoulder. As I'm getting older, y'all, people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
People giving, people dying, children hurting, hidden crying. When you practice what you
okay, go.